Welcome to AI Today, where we will provide you with a summary of five interesting articles every day. Today is Tuesday, February 16th, and here are the stories. The first story is from Institutional Investor. Artificial intelligence isn't just for quants anymore. Here is the abstract. Traditional asset managers that have made significant investments in AI are getting a big bump in alpha. Artificial intelligence is no longer simply an experiment for traditional asset managers. They centralize the capabilities and then let portfolio managers figure out where and how they want to use it. He added, Accenture interviewed CEOs, chief information officers, portfolio managers, and data scientists at more than 40 asset managers, alternative investment firms, asset owners, and others to determine what results the industry is getting with artificial intelligence. With AI, they told us they have better research, better portfolio allocation, better portfolio construction, and better trading. The next story is from CNN. Forget fingerprints. AI may soon use your veins to identify you. Here is the abstract. Forget facial recognition technology. Researchers say they can identify you from the veins on the backs of your hands. Facial recognition technology is used everywhere from airport check-in lines to police departments and even nightclubs. While iris, fingerprint and voice recognition is used across a variety of sectors for security purposes. But researchers from Australia's University of New South Wales say that some biometric methods have well-known weaknesses. Vein patterns lie underneath the skin, thus do not leave any imprint, unlike fingerprints, are not available over social media, unlike facial photographs, and cannot be obtained surreptitiously, unlike irises, Shah told CNN in an email. Therefore, we believe that a vein-based approach will be much more difficult to bypass. And now a story from Meritok. Department of Defense cloud delays Stalia. Cyber progress. The abstract is one cloud up, but slow progress. Cloud strategy proposed an enterprise cloud environment including general purpose and fit for purpose cloud infrastructures achieved through multiple vendors. Deals ready to move after 5-year saga. JEDI stuck second. Cloud pillar. Deals is finally starting to ramp up after a 5-year contracting process, which included multiple protests and delays. In fact, the DOD noted in its 2019 cloud strategy that the department has historically been challenged to keep up with cyber threats to its infrastructure. In the absence of true enterprise cloud solutions, the DOD has taken other measures. The Army is also starting to build out its own enterprise cloud architecture that will extend to the tactical edge. Even with JEDI stalled, with MilCloud 2.0 available now and deals coming soon, the department is getting closer to its enterprise cloud vision. The fourth article is from Springer Link, Organizational Responses to Ethical Issues of Artificial Intelligence. The abstract is the ethics of artificial intelligence is a widely discussed topic. There are numerous initiatives that aim to develop the principles and guidance to ensure that the development, deployment, and use of AI are ethically acceptable. What is generally unclear is how organizations that make use of AI understand and address these ethical issues in practice. While there is an abundance of conceptual work on AI ethics, empirical insights are rare and often anecdotal. This paper fills the gap in our current understanding of how organizations deal with AI ethics by presenting empirical findings collected using a set of 10 case studies and providing an account of the cross-case analysis. The paper reviews the discussion of ethical issues of AI, as well as mitigation strategies that have been proposed in the literature. Using this background, the cross-case analysis categorizes the organizational responses that were observed in practice. The discussion shows that organizations are highly aware of the AI ethics debate and keen to engage with ethical issues proactively. However, they make use of only a relatively small subsection of the mitigation strategies proposed in the literature. These insights are of importance to organizations deploying or using AI to the academic AI ethics debate, but may be most valuable to policymakers involved in the current debate about suitable policy developments to address the ethical issues raised by AI. The fifth and final article for today on artificial intelligence is from BizTech. Follow these 6 steps to solve problems with AI. The key points are as follows. Firms are scrambling to understand how they can take advantage of AI to solve business problems of every type, especially in marketing. For AI marketing projects, there are 6 phases to consider. 1. Business understanding. What is the problem you would like to use AI to solve? 2. Data understanding. What data do you have that will help your AI solution solve the problem? 3. Data preparation. How will the data be transformed for use by the AI solution? 4. Modeling. How will you deploy AI? 5. Evaluation. Does the proposed solution solve the problem? 6. Deployment. How will this solution be operationalized?